Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, we must remain calm in the storm, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone.
The world's gone crazy, that's for sure.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, welcome, glad you're here, happy Friday.
The big old land with countless.
This is What's on Your Mind.
And happiness ain't out of reach.
There is nothing new to report. We still don't have a Speaker of the House. We still have an incompetent president at a time of war. Much of which is happening because of the weakness he portrays. So how do you pull your head off the pillow every day and stay somewhat positive? I can't imagine living in the times we live without faith, because this is about the only this is about the only way you can maneuver this, right? And not just go stark raving mad. You know what I mean?
I would say literally the incompetence is the entire federal government. I mean, look at every branch. I mean, they are completely inept. They are completely gridlocked and just, ugh.
It's $33 trillion in debt, a wide open border.
Yeah.
America not feared on the world stage. And by the way,
you can't agree to a playbook. The other team has a great playbook. They want to ruin the country. I don't know. It's like, this is craziness.
Right now, we have American hostages being held by Hamas. Iran-funded Hamas. American hostages. 31 of them murdered in this. And Joe Biden gives an address to the nation last night that barely mentions the hostages. I couldn't believe it. It's more about just getting more money for Ukraine is what the speech was about, and using Israel and the war there as leverage to get it. American citizens being held hostage by Hamas terrorists, and this is what we get from Joe Biden.
The United States and our partners across the region.
I'm going to play Joe first. What were we going to say?
No, go ahead. Let's play him first.
Here's Joe.
The United States and our partners across the region are working to build a better future for the Middle East. One where the Middle East is more stable, better connected to its neighbors, and through innovative projects like the India-Middle East-Europe rail corridor.
What the heck? He's talking about the India-Middle East-Europe rail corridor? He's talking about a rail corridor.
Meanwhile, we'll be giving more equipment and arms to the Taliban, more money to Iran for humanitarian aid, and we're planning to send another big check into Gaza. But hey, you know, not working both sides of the deal. Now, don't look at that. Literally. I mean, how does he have any credibility with We Stand With Israel when you're sending money literally to their enemies? How does that work?
And I'm sure Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, all these terrorist nations, I'm sure they're shaking in fear after hearing this last night.
I must renounce violence and vitriol. See each other not as enemies, but as fellow Americans.
What?
I must renounce violence and vitriol.
Well, good for you. He's renouncing violence and vitriol. Renouncing.
I don't know what he's talking about. Is he talking about what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan? Is he talking about what's going on outside Tlaib's office and what's going to come from that? I mean, what's he talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot of folks on the left that are holding anti-Semitic rallies around the. I've been a perfect opportunity for him to say, listen, don't do that. perfect time for him to do that.
Well, they would have you believe that the Palestinians are peaceful and they have nothing to do with Hamas. Well, I'm going to take the word of Egypt and Jordan and, so many other countries that won't take any of them. And to hear people that have been on the ground over there, like Johnny Joey Jones talking about the Palestinians and Hamas, they're one and the same. They live in a 25-mile-long, 7-mile-wide neighborhood, and sorry that they're there and that they're supporting us. They've been part of this. But there's Tlaib screaming about babies and things like this. Did you see what Hamas did? Did you see what your country people did? It's beyond ridiculous.
It sure is. And again, I come back to, it would be very easy to sort of to see everything that is happening on the world stage, even in our own internal, United States politics. We can't pick a Speaker of the House, for crying out loud. They're trying again, by the way. They're doing a quorum call now to see how many members are there, and then they'll go to a vote. So we'll have a vote, third vote, while we're on the air to tell you about. I don't see any indications from anyone that things are going to change. I don't know. Jim Jordan did do a press conference of sorts this morning, talking about all of this, and so we've got a few minutes of that we can share with you coming up here. But how do you? Here's my question of the day. In the times in which we live, how do you cope? Do you wall off this stuff and think, okay, my job is to raise my family, take care of my family, go to work, make an honest living? I'm gonna wall off all this other stuff. I really weep for people who do not have faith at a time like this. Because it feels very rudderless. Without any kind of hope and faith to cling to say, I'll get through this. I mean, otherwise, you look at this and say, the wheels are coming off. But if you have faith, you know that this is beyond our human capability to understand. How do you wrap your mind around 1,300 people slaughtered in Israel, 32 American citizens, infants to elderly grandparents in Israelis? I saw the explanation. I don't know if you saw the footage of this. It was horrible in the days after the Hamas attack on Israel. Like a bus stop, and there were a dozen or so elderly people, like in their 80s, all mowed down. All in, clumped over right just at the bus stop. And they evidently were on some tour, some kind of a tour to different sites. And think of this, your grandma and your grandpa go on a tour.
Yeah, you never know.
And these thugs from Hamas mow them down. Beheaded babies. And now, families right now today wondering what is happening to those being held by Hamas, the loved ones of theirs.
Oh, you can imagine in your worst nightmares what's happening.
Now, Mumbles, Biden last night said that there is no higher priority for him than the safety of Americans held hostage. That is the right thing to say. I would like a little more of a wag the finger, warn those that hold Americans hostage what faces them unless these hostages are returned unharmed. I saw some estimates of the total that they hold now, what is thought to be in the mid-200s. That about a third are literally toddlers, kids, children. A third are elderly. At a bare minimum, wouldn't you think these monsters would say, "Okay, here's the kids and the grandma's back"?
You know, listen to this. The problem I have with him and what he says about this is his reference to American national security. Listen to what he says here.
That's why tomorrow I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
Let me ask you this, Scott. On your list of American national security concerns, your national security, where on your personal security, let's say you want to be protected from, I don't know, criminals, poisonous drugs, crime in our streets, if you want to, really protect, national security for Americans, where on your list is Ukraine and the Middle East and all that? In order to rush funding to Congress to, where would that be on your list?
Well,
see what I'm saying?
This is the problem. I think that's the case you need to make as president.
In other words, where's the money and the urgency for our border, for our safety, you twit?
Without question. Crazy world in which we live, how do you cope? And can you do it without faith? It's my question of the day. 701-271-1100 to weigh in on that. Text us at 237-1590. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
City, and we'd love for you to come along. 8th annual New York City Christmas time tour, November 28th through December 2nd. The holidays are a special time in New York. The Rockefeller Christmas tree, the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall with a live nativity scene. It's really great. And we're going to do the best in New York City over a couple of days. Invite you to join us along. Last I heard, we have room for 5 more couples, so we're getting down there. on the space that's available. So if you've been thinking about this, now's the time to act. Today's the day. All the details on the trip, which, by the way, includes two visits to Fox News Channel, one for Fox and Friends in the morning, and then the taping of Gutfeld in the afternoon that Jimmy Failla will be part of, and we'll do a little meet and greet with Jimmy Failla after. So you're going to love this, and you're going to see things that you don't get to see just on your own going to New York. Four breakfasts included, three amazing dinners, Hamilton, which is the Broadway show that's fantastic, as part of this, the Rockettes, and then the tours. All the tours, so much fun. Central Park, St. Patrick's Cathedral, 9/11 Museum and Memorial, Trump Tower, and see it all. If you'd like to go, go to am1100theflag.com, am1100theflag.com, click on the New York City icon, and it'll take you to the itinerary and all the details. If you've heard enough, seen enough, and want to go, call this number and get one of those last five spots. 952-898-3478. Direct to our travel partner group, travel partners that are putting the whole trip together, can answer all your questions. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Okay? That number is also on the link at the website if you want to go to am1100theflag.com, am1090theflag.com to come along. Just some of your comments on our question today. A person can cope with all the evil going on in the world by reading God's Word and claiming His promises. God's Word says to pray without ceasing. In other words, stay in contact with God. Ask for protection and wisdom. If you have no faith, you will have no hope. There you go. Very well said. My question is, you know, how does someone cope with what's coming at us from so many different directions? You just see the wheels coming off America as you know it. How do you cope with that if you don't have faith? I can't imagine it. Absolutely can't imagine it. Texture says, Scott, you get politicians on your show. Instead of asking them questions, tell them to start being statesmen and getting stuff done by having common sense discussions outside political BS bantering. Please use your voice to tell Kelly Armstrong to influence all the dopey Republicans to get a speaker and start working on behalf of the people, not on behalf of their egos. Talk about a tall order right there,
yeah.
Right?
Well, Kelly's in the vast majority that's voting for Jordan. I don't, you know,
he
got the Bacon and the other these other nonsense votes for guys like Lee Zeldin, and I mean, come on, man. In what world is that going to happen? You know, we got to go through 300 votes to get Lee Zeldin to be the top guy? I mean, well, it goes forever then.
701-271-1100 to weigh in today. Give us a call. Text us at 701-237-1590. Listener says, 20 House Republicans voted against Jim Jordan. A look into the federal campaign finance data of these candidates reveal the blocking of Jim Jordan, House Speaker, may have been a vindictive strike by a GOP donor class that is eager to punish Donald Trump and anybody who dare voice support for his 2024 presidential campaign. Take it what that person is saying, and they're citing MSN as a source on this a couple of days ago, is that the House Republicans that are digging their heels in are the never-Trumpers. So, they want chaos, according to that listener. Another listener says, in case you haven't seen all these, faith is our anchor. Questions that are never asked. Why doesn't Egypt extend a lifeline to its Palestinian, Muslim, Arab kinfolk and led refugees into Egypt?
Ooh, I know. I know. Because they're terrorists.
Why doesn't the League of Arab States, consisting of 22 nations, extend a lifeline to its Arab Muslim kindred souls by coming up with a workable solution or taking refugees? Why doesn't Saudi Arabia make available its empty air-conditioned tent city, which can house 3 million people?
Yeah.
Would that be too much of a Christian thing to do?
Yeah.
Arab nations hire tens of millions of workers from developing countries. Why don't they hire fellow Muslim Palestinians to give them jobs?
These are all really
such good questions.
Really good questions. Listener says, why don't you interview the Republicans who do not support Jordan for Speaker? I cannot find anything on the net about them.
They are a lot like, as I understand it, they're a lot like Democrats. They don't do a lot of appearances or talking or anything.
Well, one
they
of
don't
the
face,
arguments
they don't face the music.
One of the arguments I've seen and heard reported on when they get together in private, that Republicans to discuss this, is there is a lot of pushback on what is perceived as intimidation or bullying on behalf of Jim Jordan. Now, nobody's saying he's doing it, but some are saying that his supporters are doing that. And get a load of this, Kevin. This could be really dangerous if you're one of the 20 that doesn't want this long nightmare to end. Their phones are ringing off the hook.
Oh, my God. Well, sorry for triggering you there, buddy.
Yeah. So, actually, people that voted for them in districts that they serve are calling them and suggesting they vote for Jim Jordan. This is intimidation and bullying, evidently.
Yeah. Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
It's hate calls, or I don't know. Yeah. The truth will set you free, my friend. Like it or not. Wow. So they're actively victimized? Is that the term?
I guess.
They're feeling actively victimized by these phone calls from their constituents?
I think the term is butthurt.
Who are these people, Scott?
They're butthurt.
I mean, wow. Oh, it's beyond me. I just can't.
Texture says, have fun when you wake up Monday morning and Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House.
Oh, right?
Yeah. Have fun.
Imagine a team. I've said this before. Imagine a team, a football team. You got 11 players on the field. 10 of them know the play. They have the playbook. They're good to go. The center decides, I don't want to run that play. The center decides, I'm not going to snap the ball when you say to snap the ball because I don't want to. I want to snap the ball when I want to snap the ball. Okay. How do you win that game? Where does the win come in that game? Anybody? They have no playbook. So they're up against a team, the Democrats, they're up against the left, which has the most detailed, follow-to-the-letter playbook you've ever seen in your life. So, I don't know.
The third vote for Speaker of the House is underway. Jim Jordan gave a press conference earlier today that might give us some clues as to what should happen in this third vote, what could happen, whether or not he's been able to convince enough of the 20 holdouts that it's time we have a speaker and get the focus back on the incompetent and corrupt Biden regime.
Yeah.
That's where it belongs.
Who's going to be the first to vote for The Rock? For Speaker.
Fix it. We'll pick up some of those comments from Jim Jordan when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions will use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be X-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is asking the American people to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine to the tune of $100 billion taxpayer dollars. Biden argued support for the two nations is key to our national security as he prepares to ask Congress for the aid today. He said that America's leadership is what holds the world together.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president,
There is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
The FBI continues to monitor threats in the United States and overseas as the Israeli-Hamas conflict continues. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. They are also working with leaders of all faiths, including Jewish and Muslim leaders, and are asking the public to report any threats or suspicious activity to law enforcement. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Glad to have you along on the ride. What's on your mind?
Full moon shining bright.
How do you cope with the craziness? That's our question of the day. How are you coping with this craziness? And my thesis, tell me if I'm right or wrong. You can't do it without faith. Not possible. To be grounded in a relationship with your maker.
Yep.
How can you possibly maneuver it? I don't know. Hey, our friends at the University of Mary are helping stem the national nursing shortage. Their top-ranked nursing program just launched its new tuition-free nursing academy. These talented students are receiving nursing education that is second to none, strong formation in bioethics, and get this, they go on an all-expense pilgrimage to Rome and Lourdes. Like I mentioned, it's all tuition-free. Applications are now open for next year's 2024 fall semester, so don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Learn more at umary.edu/nursingacademy. I'll repeat that, umary.edu/nursingacademy. So Joe Biden last night called for an end to petty, partisan, angry politics. Remember that?
This, by the way, from
the guy who calls the mega Republicans, you know, like it's some sort of crazy talk that you want to make America great again. Evidently, the top Democrat in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, he didn't get the memo on ending petty, partisan, angry politics. Listen to this.
At every step of the way, Republicans have rejected bipartisanship and embraced extremism. Jim Jordan is a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Huh. Let's see. Help me out, folks. Would you say calling a fellow Republican a clear and present danger to our democracy, might that be petty, partisan, angry politics?
Yeah.
I'm sick of words. You know, I don't believe anybody. I don't believe anybody anymore. Just show me.
Yeah,
by
coming together, anything that involves working anything across the aisle, bipartisanship means you either do what we want or you suck and you're a racist or you're a transphobe or an Islamophobe or whatever phobe you are. That's why, in my humble opinion, these two sides will never come together on anything as long as they say this diametrically opposed to each other. It's ridiculous.
Here's Jim Jordan's address moments before the vote on the third opportunity to name a Speaker of the House. Here's some of his words. Let's pick this up.
Thank you all for coming. You know, a few years ago, Polly and I got a call from some friends living in the Dayton, Ohio area. We live about 40 miles north of there, and they asked if we were free to go to dinner with them on a few nights later. And we said, sure. And they said, before we go to dinner, we're going to tour the Wright Brothers homes. And we said, great. We enjoy history. Let's let's learn about these amazing two Americans. And so we go there, and you paid the lady at the door $5 from the Historical Society. And you go on this tour, and you learn all these amazing things about the Wright brothers. You learn about the bicycle shop and the other things, the gadgets and gizmos they tinkered with and built. Fascinating tour. Last stop on the tour is Orville Wright's bedroom. And they tell you a few more things about this particular Wright brother. And then they close the tour out by showing you two pictures. First picture they hold up, that very first flight, 1903, in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, in this thing they called a plane. And you first of all, you see that and you say, how did that thing get off the ground? And the truth is, it barely did. It flew like 100 feet, got a few feet off the ground. And you're thinking about that, and you sort of remember that picture from 8th grade, 9th grade, wherever they teach you that in school. And I thought, well, that's amazing. They put that picture down, and then they hold up a second picture. 44 years later, 1947, Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier in a jet. And I was like, wow, that I didn't know. That's amazing. And 44 years ago, from two guys flying 100 feet to another American, breaking the sound barrier in a jet. And literally, that was the end of the tour. They put that picture down, and Polly and I start walking out. And as we're walking out that door, it hit me. Wait a minute. Why did they stop there? I represent Wapakoneta, Ohio, Auglaize County, Ohio, hometown of Neil Armstrong, who 22 years after Chuck Yeager breaks the sound barrier, steps on the moon. Stop and think about it. In 66 years, one lifetime, we went from two guys flying 100 feet to putting a man on the moon. It is a great country. A great country, the greatest country in my judgment, made up of great people. And right now, those people, I think, are starting to doubt and wonder about their government and about where our nation is headed. They see an open border. They see crime in the streets. They know what it costs to put gas in their car. They know what it costs to put food on the table. They see a war in Israel, our strongest ally, Israel, and what's happening there, and the help that Israel needs. And they see a government that's been weaponized against we, the people. The very government that's supposed to serve us has been turned on the taxpayers who pay for it. I think the American people are thirsty for change. I think they are hungry for leadership. And frankly, they know that the White House can't provide it. They know the Senate won't lead. And they are looking for House Republicans to step up and lead and make change on these important issues. We got important work to do. Important work to do. We need to help Israel. We need to get the appropriations process moving so that the key elements of our government are funded and funded in the right way, particularly our military. We need to get back to our committee work. And frankly, we need to continue the oversight work that I think is so darn important. In short, we need to get to work for the American people. We need to do what we said we were going to do. We need to do what we told them we were going to do when they elected us and put us in office. And frankly, we can't do that if the House isn't open. And if we can't open the House until we get a speaker. My favorite scripture verse is 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul's the old guy giving advice to the young guy, Timothy. And he says, fight the good fight, finish the course, keep the faith. And I tell folks, I love that verse because of the action in it. Because of the word. Americans aren't timid folks. They're people of action. And the words in that verse, fight, finish, keep, I think fit the American spirit. Americans expect their government to fight for them. They expect us to finish our work. And they expect us to keep faith with the principles and values that made us the greatest nation ever. Made us the nation that could go from the Wright brothers to Neil Armstrong.
Let's hope that 20 members decide to put aside their own personal grievances and end this so that can begin sooner than later. Jim and Fargo.
How do you have any problem with anything he said?
I agree.
Defend yourself on anything that you have a problem with there.
Exactly right. Jim and Fargo wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Jim. You're up.
Yeah, I just heard that guy, that Democrat, Marxist pile of crap that just spoke recently, talking about democracy again. And I tell you, there's a phrase I heard Charlie Kirk say, you go to sleep in democracy and you wake up in a dictatorship. So that's what you're getting on that left side of that aisle. And I hope we can take care of that.
You aren't a kidding, Jim. Appreciate your call. Thanks for it. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Listener has sent a link to a story that claims some members of Congress are getting hush money from a firm by the name of Sequoia Capital Connections, which is tied to China. All right? Check that out later. Appreciate the always appreciate folks sending
links. Yeah, I think it's Sequoia. Yeah, someone sent that this morning, too, that I saw. I think it's one of those things that makes you go, no, but it wouldn't surprise me.
So, yeah, Sequoia Capital, they're saying, is donating to members of Congress some of the 20 that are against Jordan, and that Sequoia Capital has connections to China. So.
Of course, they all are. Rich men north of Richmond. There they all are, on display. Rich women north of Richmond, too. Yeah, rich people north of Richmond. Let's get this song, you know, gender neutral, please. Get Oliver Anthony on the line.
Wouldn't doubt Democrats are calling Republican congressmen and threatening them to vote for Jordan so they won't vote for him. Yeah, it's a little weird. This whole intimidation thing is so poorly sourced. Like, what do you mean by intimidation? What do you mean by bullying? Who's doing it? This listener suggesting maybe Democrats are doing it. I don't know. Another listener says, maybe Congress needs to remember when they fail to do the work of the people, the Second Amendment may become a viable solution to save the country. Maybe Congress needs to remember when they fail to do the work of the people, the Second Amendment may become a viable solution to save the country. Not sure how those two
Went together. Saying that the citizens, I mean, at what point did the citizens take up arms and overthrow this tyrannical government? You know? I mean, I don't see that happen. We don't want that to happen, obviously, but that's why the Second Amendment exists. It's not for hunting deer.
We need some kind of a breakthrough today, and it is so painful to watch the Republicans in total disarray. I mean, and by the way, where's the Republican National Committee saying, hey, you are doing massive damage to the brand, to future candidates and elections and all over some petty disagreement where I don't like this guy and he doesn't like me and I've been bullied, and put your big boy panties on and get this done. And then you have our ally Israel at war with Hamas.
We've got our border slash Iran. Our border is wide open. The economy's, I mean, in disarray. We have no independent energy solutions. More money for Ukraine. Give more money that we don't have, by the way.
Total insult there. Total insult in my mind.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe that they're packaging these two together. And by the way, if you don't agree that $60 billion of money for Ukraine should be tied to the funding with Israel, this Democrat has a word for you. Jake Auchincloss, a Democrat from Massachusetts. Here's what he calls you if you don't think they should be linked.
Some Republicans are furious that he's linking the aid for Ukraine, which has become divisive in parts of Congress, to the aid for Israel. Just one tweet that popped up from Republican Senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, he didn't mince any words. He wrote, I think what the president did is completely disgraceful. If he wants to sell the American people on $60 billion more for Ukraine, he shouldn't use dead Israeli children to do it, calling it disgusting. Is this going to be a problem?
Okay. It's a problem for J.D. Vance, but J.D. Vance has no moral compass. He's somebody who is...
Oh, I see. You disagree with the pairing of the two, and you have no moral compass. Yeah.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. because you were made for more.
Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkin County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Henniger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be.
11 before the top of the hour, Dinesh D'Souza coming up on the program today. Talk about his new film, Police State. Also going to talk a little bit about water. And I'm going to talk with Ken Royce, who's a Missouri River Water Coordinator, and talk about an effort to hold the federal government accountable to its promises. That'd be something kind of unique, wouldn't it? Related to North Dakota and Lake Sakakawea. So
that's crazy talk.
That's right. Coming up, whiskey and water. That's for fighting. That's what they say, right? Hey, Mike Lindell is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. You ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then you get it home to use it, it doesn't absorb anything, doesn't dry you off? It's exactly why MyPillow developed the MyPillow towels. These six-piece sets have 100% long staple cotton. It's a combined combed ring spun cotton that makes the towel softer and more absorbent than ever. Towels that actually dry you off. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $29.98, lowest price ever. Promo code SCOTT gets you that deal. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio podcast specials to receive this amazing offer, $29.98 on the six-piece towel set from MyPillow Towels. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. So this Jake Auchincloss, never heard of the guy, on CNN yesterday, this morning rather, did he not watch the president last night? Didn't the president
say,
no, I don't want any more of this petty politics anymore?
Yeah.
Right? Let's come on.
Kumbaya, come on.
Here was this Democrat from Massachusetts' response to that.
It's a problem for J.D. Vance, but J.D. Vance has no moral compass. He's somebody who has sold out his own constituents in pursuit of a cult of personality on behalf of Donald Trump. Ukraine and Israel are lit.
Interesting. What does J.D. Vance say?
Well, he was asked about, first of all, Hannity had him on, asked him about Ukraine and why, you know, we're footing the bill here. Why aren't the, you know, the Ukraine's neighbors kicking in a little more?
America doesn't need client states. We need real allies. And if Europeans aren't going to step up and actually carry their fair share, they're not real allies. They're basically depending on our generosity. And right now, Sean, we just can't afford it, and we can't support the weapons necessary to fight a two or, God forbid, a three-front conflict if China invades Taiwan. We know right now, Sean, that there are artillery shells the Israelis need for their operation in Gaza that we have sent to the Ukrainians. Why have we allowed our industrial capacity, Sean, to get to the point where we don't make enough artillery shells to support our friends? And given that reality, why is Joe Biden going on national television and selling people on a Ukrainian escalation when Joe Biden is talking about the terrible tragedy in Israel? Whatever your view, Sean, on Ukraine, it is a separate country and a separate problem. I think what the president did is completely disgraceful. If he wants to sell the American people on $60 billion more to Ukraine, he shouldn't use dead Israeli children to do it. It was disgusting.
It really was. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Bizarre is the only word I can come up with. Absolutely bizarre, linking these two. And by the way, if you don't think China is not licking their chops right now, saying, finally, we got them distracted over there,
oh,
Ukraine,
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Israel, here we go, baby. Just watch.
And, you know, by the way, J.D., you know, if you don't know who J.D. Vance is as well, he's on with Fela quite a bit, too. The guy's a stud. He's a U.S. Marine. He's a veteran. He's a Marine. He was in the Marine Aircraft Wing, Yale grad, Yale Law School. He's well-rounded. And how dare, you know, venture capitalist, you know, but he's one of those Trumpsters, you know. He likes making money.
Yeah, it's no moral compass.
Yeah, he likes it when other people are making money, too, and having a good life. How dare he?
We need to end petty partisan politics.
Yeah.
You have no moral compass.
Yeah. Please look who the guy is.
A listener sends this story. A man at a wild party climbed over a balcony and announced he was going to flap his arms and fly around the building.
Yay.
He promptly fell to his death. When the police asked them why they didn't stop him, they said they thought he was going to make it. Faith is important, but it has to be in the right place. If you don't have faith in Jesus Christ, your faith is in vain.
Amen.
Right? Amen, I say to you. I would agree with you on that. I think it is, in other words, faith, 100%. Having a belief in a higher power is important. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ proudly, proud Catholic. God made church, but I'm not going to wag my finger at somebody else who has faith that is different than mine. But nonetheless, I agree with you.
Oh. Thank the Lord every day.
And seriously, how do you take your head off the pillow?
Yeah. Yep.
Without it right now in the world we live in.
And I, you know, it's funny. I am on my commute. If you ever drive between Detroit Lakes and Fargo Moorhead, if you're driving westbound, there's just past Holly by the vet clinic. There's a picture of Christ out on Highway 10 there, And I every morning, if I forget to say my thank yous for the day that I've been given, that I thank the Lord for those people that put that picture, that sign of him up there to remind me to thank him for the day.
That's so awesome.
I mean, you just got to do it. How else are we here?
Kevin McCarthy is giving the nominating speech for Jim Jordan now for this third go-around, and we'll see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
Getting some folks to set aside their petty partisanship and dislike of Jim Jordan to get us a speaker. We shall see.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.